AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says Hurricane Ida lived up to the hype. It was a powerful storm.
We're going to stand with you and the people of the Gulf as long as it takes for you to recover.
Power is out. Flooding is a big problem. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says the work is far from over.
We are still in a life-saving mode here doing search and rescue. The roads, the highways into the most affected area were completely clogged with debris, down power lines, trees.
And as far as power is concerned,
we're asking our customers to be patient.
Deanna Rodriguez with Entergy says the entire city of New Orleans lost electricity and it could take a while to come back. At least two deaths have been reported from Ida in Louisiana. A driver drowned in New Orleans and a person was hit by a falling tree outside Baton Rouge. John Kirby at the Pentagon says they're getting close to the deadline to evacuate from Afghanistan.
The numbers speak for themselves. 122,000 plus is that is significant, and a lot of lives were saved, and a lot of lives are now in a better place, and they're going to have opportunities they couldn't have had before.
Kirby says work will continue past tomorrow if any Americans still need to get out. Islamic State militants fired a volley of rockets at the Kabul airport. No one was hurt. People have been told to evacuate from a long section of Lake Tahoe's shoreline as a huge forest fire threatens to push into the resort region straddling California and Nevada. The huge Caldor fire has grown to more than 277 square miles. Forecasters are warning of critical fire weather through tomorrow. Christian Bahena Rivera was sentenced to life in prison in the stabbing death of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts 3 years after she disappeared while out for an evening run. Iowa does not have the death penalty. Stocks are mixed leading up to the closing bell. This is AP News. The EU is taking the U.S. off the safe travel list.
The European Union has recommended that its 27 nations reinstate restrictions on tourists from the U.S. due to rising coronavirus infections. The decision by the European Council to remove the U.S. from a safe list of countries for non-essential travel reverses its advice in June. The guidance, however, is non-binding, and U.S. travelers should expect a bunch of different travel rules across the continent. National EU governments have the authority to decide whether they keep their borders open to American visitors. I'm Shelley Adler.
Universal Studios announced its first theme park in China will open in Beijing next month. Under construction since 2016, the theme park has received strong backing from Beijing authorities, including the extension of one of the city's main subway lines to the site. Universal also has parks in Japan and Singapore. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.